My guest had a visitation of two ancient angels that told him what he must do and what he must teach others to prepare for the coming of the king. Few are ready. Next. I've thought for myself in every area of life, but one, I knew nothing until I discovered a realm where the truth isn't what it seems. A realm where the truth becomes reality. I've spent over 50 years investigating the world of the supernatural. Every moment has led up to the main event. Millions of Jewish people will be saved all over the world. God's heart is for all to believe, for none to perish. It's called the greater glory. Do you believe?
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and grow. My guest, Tony Kemp, is truly a pastor's pastor. He has witnessed the power and demonstration of miracles all over the world. He said that binge watching It's Supernatural 8 hours a day transformed his ministry. Now, he says, prepare for the greater glory. It's coming soon. What have you been seeing lately, Tony?
I was in a service in Dallas, Texas. It was an international service. 28 nations were represented, 600 people. There's a woman in the congregation. She cannot walk. She's in a wheelchair. She has metal in her body. No one prays for her. The glory of God comes into the service, Sid, and she hears a voice. And the voice said, rise and walk. She gets up as she walks, the metal disappears. She comes up on the stage, and this is one of those services where, you know, people have flags to swing the flag. Let me tell you another.
Look, if you got rid of the metal in me, that'd be a miracle. I don't have any metal. No.
Amen. Amen. Let me give you a second example. I was in New York in an Assembly of God church. And the youth pastor, who was the son of the pastor, has an open vision in which he sees two angels, one about 5'10", that was the one that spoke to me, and one about 7 feet tall. He tells me he sees them as clear as you see me and I see you. In that congregation, there were two individuals who had muscles that were calcifying and becoming bone. In the congregation, one man, his muscles were calcifying, becoming bone, and all of a sudden, as he's sitting there, his feet come up on their own. And then God heals him, takes the pain away. I believe he had it for 20 years, and he gets up and walks. Another woman whose muscles were calcifying down her body, she's healed by the glory and by the presence of Yeshua, the Messiah.
You had an encounter with two, and you say, ancient angel.
And before I tell you about that, Sid, I should say this. I had an angelic encounter before that, and this is what the angel said. He said, the day of Noah is upon you. Hmm. And this is a quote, the Lord is coming very, very soon. And the reason I say that they were ancient is they appeared ancient. They looked like they had shepherd's rods. These two angels kept appearing. The first time that I just told you about was in Arkansas. I left Arkansas and I literally went to minister in Mississippi. While I was in Mississippi, I ministered on a Friday night, finished up, got up on a Saturday morning because I was to continue ministering that day. And those same two angels appeared in my room. Again, looking ancient, which I understood to mean that they were going to show me the ancient ways to know the Ancient of Days. And so the word of the Lord to me was this, shepherd the people into the Father's holiness. Later on, I was to be preaching in Holland, Michigan. I administered Saturday night to some youth, and they were praising the Lord and enjoying the glory of God. I was to do two services on that Sunday morning. Again, in my hotel room, these same two angels appear again. And this was pretty extraordinary. Again, I wasn't looking for this, But this is what the two angels said, one speaking on behalf of the other. Number one, it wasn't just an instruction to me. I believe it's an instruction to all of us. Repent, obey the word of God, walk in the light, and you'll be clothed with white. What was emerging for me, Sid, was there seemed to be this theme on internal development. And I would have to admit, Sid, that if I was to be honest, and I think if a number of us would be honest, we are behind in our spiritual development. And this was the priority of the Father being revealed to me. The Father wants me to know Him much more intimately. And I can do that if I bring to Him the fruit of repentance, if I can practice righteousness, which is doing the Word every day, and if I can get to know the Father in Jesus.
What would you suggest we do to catch up from where we're behind?
Oh, yes. I had mentioned the word of the Lord because that's first. In Matthew chapter 4, this is what the scripture says. The enemy comes to Jesus and Jesus responds and says, "It is written. Man will not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." When I receive the word of the Lord, when I think the word, speak the word, do the word, Joshua 1:8, it releases God's creative life, His love, His presence, His power, and His glory within me. And so this is a time where we need to work on our inner development, our inner intimacy with God, so that we can mature in the Messiah Jesus and be fully ready, not just for the physical return of the Messiah Jesus, but we need to get ready for the manifest presence and glory of God that is soon to arrive and literally hit the earth.
So how do we prepare?
How do we prepare? This is a very interesting question because I had an appearance of Jesus and an angel because...
Why do you have all these appearances? Can you share a little of them?
Well, all I can tell people to do is just watch It's Supernatural and they'll get a revelation and an impartation. When you read the Bible, don't just read it for information. Read it for revelation. When you're listening to a preacher or some people testify about Jesus, you can get an impartation because what you're getting when you're reading the Word of God, more than information and revelation, you're getting an impartation and you're getting an introduction into a realm where you can experience what that prophet experienced, what that apostle experienced, because it's for all of us. It's for every single one of us who will open our hearts and have a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. The Father wants to encounter us and wants us to encounter the Father through the Messiah Jesus.
Eye has not seen, ear has not heard all that God has in store for us. And I think it starts in the secret place,
yes.
And it starts in the Word of God.
Yes.
The power of the secret place awaits you. Get ready to take a step into the extraordinary atmosphere of synchronization. Be right back.
If you're feeling like there must be something more, we've got something so special for you. Sid Roth and Pastor Tony Kemp recently talked more about how you can move far beyond your roadblocks and enter into the glory presence of God every single day. Let's listen in right now.
Hello, I'm here with Tony Kemp, and we are featuring our book, Manifesting the Glory, an exclusive 3-CD audio teaching, Holy Spirit Mantles Unveiled, Ascending Heavenly Realms. Why did you write it?
It was born out of spiritual hunger. I just was struggling. I began to have my spiritual eyes opened, my spiritual ears opened, and my heart became more and more sensitive to the manifest presence of God. I found myself having supernatural visions, heaven encounters, visitations of angels, and it literally has transformed my life and my ministry.
Are you seeing people reproducing what's happening in you?
People begin to have dreams, visions, discernment like they've never had before, divine healing, and all kinds of miracles. So many people began to move into prophetic ministry, healing miracles, and deliverance ministry.
Are you saying to me, someone that has never prophesied, never had a dream or vision, those type people are being affected?
Absolutely, because I was one of those people. There is this place where through the revelation of the word, you begin to have heaven open up and your heart opens up. And I'm going to teach the sequence of steps to take.
A lot of the revelations you received in heaven itself, you're really provoking me to jealousy. It's time for you to have God manifesting the glory.
Tony Kemp's featured book and brand new exclusive 3-CD audio mentoring set prepares you to enter new and greater heights of personal experience with God and opens a heavenly door so you can move into a deeper and more powerful ministry like never before. So don't wait a second longer. Call or go online at sidroth.org/9987 with your donation of $36, shipping and handling included, for Tony's book, Manifesting the Glory, plus his exclusive new 3-CD set, Holy Spirit Mantles Unveiled, Ascending Heavenly Realms.
Tony says the secret place connects us to the throne of God. He calls it synchronization. Synchronization with the throne of God. Explain.
I love the prophet Elijah. And those who are Jewish, or they love Elijah and they love Moses. And those of us who are the followers of the Messiah, we should love Elijah, because Elijah is a picture of synchronization. In fact, in 1 Kings chapter 17, this is how the scripture opens up. Elijah the prophet comes before a wicked king, and this is what he says: "As the Lord God lives before whom I stand, there be no rain or dew these years until I give you the word." This is what's interesting. He stood before the Lord. That means he waited upon God, he attended God, he waited for God, he was silent before the Lord, he prayed, he listened, he obeyed. And here's what's wild. When God decided it was time to stand against sin and evil, because of Elijah's intimacy with God, he knew it was time for him to make a stand. And when God stood, he stood. And then God says something very interesting. God says to Elijah, "Leave, go by the brook Cherith," by the way, which means to cut a covenant. And he says, "Hide yourself there." And during this 3 or so year period, God hides. So I need to be in harmony with my Heavenly Father. I need to pick up what he's thinking, pick up what he's saying. When he's silent, I need to be silent. When he speaks, I need to speak. And I need this sensitivity to the Holy Spirit so that when God hides, I hide. Then
So the synchronization is something Jesus said, "I only do what I see my Heavenly Father doing."
John chapter 5, verse 19, Jesus says, "The Son can do nothing from himself. It doesn't originate from me. The Son only does what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise." Jesus said, "As the Father has commanded me, even so I do." Here's what's wild about the prophet Elijah. God tells him to go to Zarephath. That was Jezebel's hometown. That was the seat of Satan at that time. And God sends him there. A widow woman gives him some bread, some water, which God multiplies. And then there's a counterattack of the enemy. And many people are suffering a counterattack from the enemy. Her son dies. And then right there, the scripture says, Elijah stretches himself and the boy is brought back to life. We see the first time a person's physically raised from the dead. God stretches, the man of God stretches. And we see this pattern because of the man of God's consecration, because of his dedication to the Father's will, plan, and purpose. He was joined. He was a Levi. He was literally joined to the Lord. And the Bible says, "He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit." And we see the miraculous.
You talk about an inside job. What do you mean it starts
from the inside.
Oh my, you remember the Apostle Paul. He said, we with an unveiled face are beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. And so when I, you know, when you get up in the morning, you go and you look in the physical mirror just to see what you look like. And the Word of God shows us what we look like. And when we see something in the physical mirror that we don't like, we make adjustments and changes. Well, the Word of God is that mirror. In fact, James, the half-brother of Jesus, one of the apostles in chapter 1, verse 2, he says, when a man looks into the perfect law of liberty and does what the Word says, be a doer of the Word, which is poetis, it means creativity. So when I look into the Word of God and I begin to make the changes that the Word of God says, something happens within me. There is this glory. We all are looking into the mirror of the Word, and we're being changed and transformed from one degree of glory to another. This is the inner glory. The Colossians 1:27, the Messiah in you, the hope of glory. I need this inner glory to be increased within me, because very soon there is coming a manifest glory that is weighty, and I'm going to need the strength of the inner glory to stand up under the weight of the greater glory that's coming. And the reason I say this is because Jesus said during Passover with his 12 disciples, he said, I have many things to say to you now, but you cannot bear it. In the Greek, it means you cannot stand up under the weight of it. Here's the thing, Sid. If the inner glory is weaker than the outer glory, this is where I will experience moral failure, because I will allow the enemy to come in and steal God's ultimate intention, which is for me to be like Jesus.
I've seen people where the glory comes on them, they literally can't stand. That's what you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. And so we need to be able to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, so when this greater glory comes, we can still stand and minister the Messiah Jesus while other people are literally falling out under the power of God.
Now, I remember seeing a few years ago Rodney Howard Brown,
yes,
and he shares the story when the glory first started coming on him, and I was there, I saw it. He was like almost frozen. He couldn't move, he couldn't speak. What good is that for an evangelist?
Well, you know what's funny that you brought something to my mind? I was in a Baptist church, and I was ministering the Word of the Lord, and a woman came up to the altar, and her feet got stuck to the floor. The glory of God came, her feet got stuck to the floor. We ministered around her. Their service was over. She was still stuck to the floor. I was sitting in the pulpit area with the pastor, and she was still stuck to the floor. The Spirit of God said she can get up and move now. And then she begins to walk. A woman comes up and says to her, you know what that sign means? She said, what? She said, plant your feet in the Lord, the Messiah Jesus.
How do we build up this inner glory you teach
us? Oh my goodness. The first key is always the written Word of God. But the second key is to bend my knee in everyday life to the Lordship of the Messiah Jesus. It is hearing and obeying. And so it is praying, it is fasting. It is waiting upon the Lord. And as one of our dear brothers spoke, it is being silent to God, because in silence, you're in submission. You're saying, I am ready to hear, I'm ready to obey, I'm ready to do whatever it is you say. And when the Father sees that heart, because that was the heart of Jesus. Jesus had that heart. Jesus would not act on his own. In fact, let me say this, this is interesting. In John's gospel, it says that there was an angel that came down to the pool of Bethesda, and there were sick people there, and whoever got in the water, when the angel stirred the waters, got healed. That was the assignment. When Jesus walks through there, he sees a man who was paralyzed for 38 years. And he does the same thing the angel does. He heals the one person that the Father points out. And he tells the man, rise and walk. And here's the thing I want to say to people. You can do what you couldn't do before as soon as Jesus tells you to do it. This is the key. Because in John's Gospel chapter 2, the mother of Jesus comes to Jesus and says, they've run out of wine. She goes to the servants and says, whatever my son tells you to do, do it. And the scripture says, this is the beginning of miracles Jesus did. The Greek word there for beginning is arche. It means archaic. It means the pattern from which copies are made. After that, in John's gospel, what you see is Jesus is told something by the Father. Jesus tells somebody to do it. They do what they say, and it follows with the miraculous. The miraculous follows an instruction that you obey.
Very briefly, because this question has come to me twice. Mm-hmm. How do you read the Bible?
When I was younger, I read the Bible for information. Now I read it for revelation and impartation. And let me tell you how this came to me. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, fast 14 days, read the book of Daniel. 3 times I'll give you revelation and prophecy. I noticed something about Daniel. Daniel was reading Jeremiah. And as a result of reading Jeremiah, he was taken into a prophetic realm and he had a visitation from God. So I read the Bible with expectation, with anticipation, with excitement, because I'm getting ready to step into a realm where God is, okay? I'm getting ready to meet God. The written word, I'm getting ready to experience an appearance of the living word, Jesus the Messiah. And so that's how I approach the word of God. Something is getting ready to happen in my life as a result of the presence and the power of the Spirit.
Pray an impartation for everyone that is viewing, an impartation for a hunger for the word, for a hunger for God, for a hunger for the glory, to be filled with the glory.
Listen, my whole thing is hunger for my Heavenly Father. I have a thirst for the Spirit of the living God. I want to know Jesus like I've never known Him before. And I want to know the presence and the power of God like I've never known Him before. And even as Sid and I are talking, right now the Holy Spirit is moving. He is moving on your heart. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the glory. And whenever He manifests Himself, things cannot remain like they were before. And so right now, I pray that the Father will give you this hunger, this thirst, this desire for more of Him than ever before. And here's the point. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. And I release the fullness of the Messiah Jesus into your life. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to see God show up in your life, God show up in your marriage, God show up in your children and grandchildren, God show up in your career and company, God show up in your life, your church, and your ministry like never before.
I want you to say out loud right now, Jesus,
Jesus.
I make you my Lord.
Jesus, I make you my Lord.
I make you my Savior.
Jesus, I make you my Savior.
I make you my everything.
Jesus, I make you my everything.
Give me revelation.
Give me revelation.
In your word.
In your word.
Give me hunger.
Give me hunger.
Just as Tony said that was important in his life, it's important in my life. I want to know you better. I want to fulfill everything in my book of life. In Yeshua's name. Amen.